اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions in practical tajweed rules held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network. So I really welcome Brother Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah today in our Quranic class. How are you?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan?
Fine, sir.
I really welcome you all, inshallah. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 159 of Surah Ali Imran on page
71.
This ayah is an amazing ayah. It talks a lot about important points, like the other verses. Let's listen once, everybody.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fabima rahmatin min Allah linta lahum walau kunta faddan ghalidhal qalbi lan faddu min hawlik fa'fu anhum wastaghfir lahum washawirhum fil amr. فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين.
Great, nice recitation, mashallah. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah. So, in this ayah, Allah Almighty says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين. It's an amazing guy. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَانْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah Almighty says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It is by Allah Almighty's mercy that you are gentle to them. Right? وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. And if you had been harsh and hard-hearted to them, لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Surely they would have scattered from around you. They would leave you. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. So excuse them and plead for forgiveness for them and consult them in the affairs. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And once you are resolved, put your trust in Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Indeed, Allah Almighty loves those who trust in Him. After the Battle of Uhud, when the Muslims... some of the Muslims did not listen to the Prophet, and it led to the Muslims' defeat. So after the battle, some of the Muslims came to the Prophet. They apologized. they asked Allah, Prophet, to forgive them. Say, sorry, Prophet, we really forgot your words. Yeah, these things. So they swore, we really needed, we thought they were so good. Yeah, we were like tempted by Shaitan, okay? So Allah, Prophet, forgive us, please. Okay? So what did the Prophet do? The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, forgave them and asked Allah Almighty to forgive them also. So that's what Allah Almighty says to the Prophet, that فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. This mercy that you have, you're gentle to them, it's because Allah Almighty has given you this power, okay? So guys, Tawheed totally means this, that you should believe that every single thing you have is given by Allah Almighty. You should never think like, it's me. There is no me. All Allah, okay? Allah has given you this mercy. Allah has given you a good heart. Allah has, Almighty has guided you. It's all about Allah. You have like a part, like you have choice, okay? But it's a mercy from Allah Almighty. Sometimes you're so gentle, you're so merciful. It's because Allah Almighty. It's because of Allah Almighty. So Allah Almighty says, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. And if you were hard-hearted, if you are not kind, gentle, so there would be no people around you, right? One of the best things, like if you want to, inshallah, in the future, if you want to be the leader of a community, the leader for a community, all right? You should be really gentle. You should be serious. At the same time, you should be gentle and merciful and forgiving, okay? So if one of your friends or one of your, like, workers made a mistake, yeah? Try to be gentle to him. Serious, but gentle, okay? Ask him the reason why he did. Then let him explain. When he explained, forgive him. Yes? Forgive him and ask him not to repeat it again. Got it? So one of the goodness of a leader is this, to be gentle, to be like well-behaved, to be respectful to all his like workers, those who are under him, under his control, okay? To be kind to them. They all are together to for example, develop this company. But if it's just because the workers come to get the money, okay, earn the money and that's all, so the company will not grow, will not develop. And the relationship between the worker and the boss will not be a good one. Yes? You know these things. So, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. If they made mistakes, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. O Prophet, forgive them. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And ask Allah Almighty to forgive them. Ask forgiveness from Allah Almighty for them. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Ah, this is an important point, okay? Sometimes we are, for example, in a group. Yes? We are in a group, like together. So if you are the one who knows more than everybody, it does not mean that you have to be the one who makes the decisions. Okay? A good leader is this. One of the goodness of a good leader is this, that he always listens to all the members. He listens what all the members say. Then he, what? Distinguishes between the good points and bad points, good ideas and bad ideas. Then he picks up the best one. He says his ideas as well, okay, ideas as well. But he says which one is the best. He does not think about his own idea, that my idea must be here. Okay, it should be my idea, the central point should be mine. No, he thinks about which one is good, right? Sometimes maybe the one who is sitting in the corner, he has the best one, best idea. Yes? So it means you have to be wholeheartedly, you have to help everybody, okay? Build up a very friendly community. شَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Ask them, consult them. What do you think?
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
Let's move on to the Tajweed rules. That's all. For the explanation, refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, and you will learn more. So guys, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. The first point is about Tanween and Nun Sakin, that there are four different rules for the Tanween and Nun Sakin. You know the Tanween, an, in, un, the double fatha, double kasra, and also the double dhamma. So we call them Tanween and also Nun Sakin. The rules are the same for the Tanween and Nun Sakin, right?
Yes.
So four different rules. We have idgham, ikhfa, ilhar, iqlab. So based on the letter that comes right after the Tanween or Nun Sakin, one of these four rules is applied. Yes? So now, if you have these six letters right after the Tanween or Nun Sakin, the rule idgham is applied, merging sound. Which letters? Ya, Ra, Mim, Lam, Waw, Nun. Yarumalun, make up a word. Yarumalun. If you have one of these six letters right after the Tanween or Nun Sakin, merge the sound of the Tanween or Nun Sakin into the next letter. Like here, Rahmatin, Tanween, plus Mim. Mim matches these six letters. Yes? Rahmatim. So the Nun sound will not be here. Rahmatin. You merge it with the Mim. Rahmatim. Minallahi. The word Allah is pronounced with a heavy sound because there is a fatha before it. The rule says, if there is a fatha or a dhamma right before the word Allah, it is pronounced heavily. Allah. If there is a kasra before, it is pronounced lightly. Allah, bismillah, fillah, indillah. Right? This way. Lintalahum, lintalahum. Nun sakin again we got. Lintalahum. After the nun sakin you have ta, Hussein. Ta matches which one? Which letters?
Ikhfa letters.
Ikhfa, the rest of the letters. So yes. It's 13, almost 13 letters out there that ikhfa rule is applied, yes? Ikhfa means hiding. You should hide the sound of the noon or the tanween. How do you hide it?
Kunta.
No, walau, or linta. Oh, that's the same. That's the same. Kunta, that's the same rule, the same rule. So whatever you do in linta, in kunta as well, the same rule, ikhfa.
Yes.
So, linta, kunta, ahsan lahum. Sila is there, it tells us that it's better to continue, but you can stop here. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. فَضًّا, tanween, plus غَيْن. Next word starts with غَيْن. So غَيْن matches the throat letters. In throat letters, you apply the rule إِظْهَار, which means you clearly read the tanween or nun sakin. فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. Not فَضًّا, no hiding, no merging, no changing. Read it the way it is. فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّ لَنْ فَضُّ نُون ساكين plus fa. Fa matches إخفاء letters the same as ta, so you hide sound. لَنْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِك مِنْ حَوْلِك نُون ساكين plus ha. Ha matches throat letters إظهار, no changes, literally no rule.
Clearly.
مِنْ حَوْلِك فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرُ. So there is no special rule, only the عَيْن, هَا, read them correctly. And أَمْر, when you stop here, رَا is pronounced heavily. صِلَة tells you it's better to continue, but you can stop. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Allah is pronounced heavily. And إِنَّ اللَّهَ. Noon mushaddad. Nasal sound, two counts. Stretch it, extend it. Inna Allaha yuhibbul mutawakkilin. Are you ready to recite?
Yes.
Now that we have mentioned the important tajweed rules, we'll recite it with tajweed rules.
فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ.
فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم.
ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك.
ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك.
فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر.
فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر.
فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين.
فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. That's from us for today. And inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions tomorrow at the same time. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن